Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Happiness and kids, or my daddy is special because he plays truck with me. Well, folks, I love reading research about what makes us happy. And we know that good health and good relationships are central to a happier life. But I haven't seen much specific mention of kids in the research. I know they fall under relationships, sort of, but personally, I think they may be the most important factor of all for us parents. And just a few days ago, my wife and I were reminded of this. We went to visit our son at college, had lunch with him and his girlfriend. He's doing great, exploring life's options in different classes, making some surprising choices, getting good grades, playing team frisbee, happy as a clam. And he and his delightful young lady are clearly having fun together. So on the way home, Pam and I were humming with, well, happiness. And don't tell anyone, hoping for grandkids sometime. While no one has all the answers to raising happy, successful kids, musing back over the years, I decided the late child expert Yuri Bronfenbrenner from Cornell U summed up the key. Showing our kids that they are the most important part of our world. Snuggling, cooing, talking, listening, reading to them in those early critical years, and driving them hither and yon, and hither and yon, and hither and yon later on, and just being there and tuning in to them. Not easy when we're tired and yanked hither and yon ourselves by all of life's challenges and temptations. Other experts add, letting them make their own choices when they're able, even when we'd make others, so they run where their curiosity and passion point, pursuing their own happiness. No guarantee, of course. In life's grand experiment, everybody makes bad choices, and when we're watching our kids make theirs, sometimes all we can do is live the way we hope they will, hold our breath, try to understand and encourage, comfort ourselves, and hope for better in the long run. But for now, while we're waiting for those grandkids, I'd like to pass on an old Chinese proverb that I think is what the happiness researchers will eventually conclude and might help us parents keep the home fires burning when something tugs to elsewhere. First, here it is in the original, courtesy of my son, who's chosen to study Chinese.
爸,你该理理头发了。
You're only as happy as your least happy child. I'm Dr. Rich, one happy dad, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.